Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know what? I really think that it's vital in life to take a chance on people and trust people, and personal relationships are key. And I'm really lucky that I was already friends with Simon Clare from Lotus Cars before I created the High Performance Podcast. And he took a chance on us. And I picked up the phone to him. I'll never forget it. One day I called him and I said, look, I've got an idea for a podcast that I think will change people's lives, but it's going to cost money to make. And I'd love it if you would help us out. And right from the very beginning, Simon and Lotus stepped up. That's why they're our founding partners. And I think it's a good lesson in having great relationships with people so you can pick up the phone. But also, if someone picks up the phone to you, take a chance on them, as Lotus Cars did with us, because you never know where it might lead to. So huge thanks to Lotus. And you can find them across social media at Lotus Cars. Hi there, welcome along to this bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast, where we will be sharing a tip from one of the most celebrated athletes that this country has ever produced about how you too can fly. This is not a conversation about sport, it's a conversation about life with Tom Daley. And you're going to hear a short clip from him, and myself and Professor Damien Hughes will then break it down. So this episode is only 7 or 8 minutes long. Hopefully it'll give you a bit of inspiration, a few short lessons in how you can live a more high performance life. Coming up next, a nugget of magic from Tom Daley.
Everyone is a little bit different in some way, and it's about embracing those differences, because those differences can often be the things that set us apart from the rest when it comes to life experience and what you can handle.
But then we all need a tribe, somebody that we feel, a place we can go to where we can be ourselves. Yeah. and be safe and be secure in that environment. So do you feel you found that now?
Oh, absolutely. My diving team, for one, my family, there was something that was so special about being able to go to diving, being able to be myself. Not necessarily that they knew exactly everything, but the fact that I was able to be myself, it kind of did make me feel safe. I had a safe environment at home. I had a safe environment at the pool as well, which I think can then take a lot of stress and pressure and anxiety away to allow us to fly.
You know what, Damien? This is, again, a recurring theme on the podcast, whether it's Robin Van Persie talking to us about having to say to some of his friends, I'm sorry, but you're no longer in my circle because the place I'm going is not a place you can get to. Whether it's Stuart Webber talking to us about the fact that he doesn't go on social media because it isn't healthy for him and he can then make free decisions. Whether it's Gareth Southgate sharing that he's now at a place in his life in his 50s where he feels he can make decisions for the right reason rather than being judged by other people. The importance of doing what is healthy for us, even when sometimes they're tough decisions, is something that I don't think we can overstate enough on this podcast.
Absolutely. I think that phrase that Tom used there, Jake, around feeling safe, I think that's a phrase that is worth us just unpicking a little bit more. There's some fascinating research on this from a lady called Amy Edmondson. She's an organisational psychologist at Harvard, and she's gone into cultures where high performance occurs. And what she's found is a common thread with all of it is a phrase called psychological safety. The safety to be yourself without worrying about being judged, to make mistakes without worrying about the consequences of being hauled over the coals, to speak your truth in many ways. And I think when we have that in place, it allows us to be authentic, to act in from a place of integrity and to be genuine. And I think the happiness that Tom describes that he found, you know, from whether that was coming out or whether it was meeting his partner or becoming a father, that happiness comes from that safety that is surrounded by tribes of people that have got his back.
And how do we encourage people to kind of come to the right decision here? Because we get a lot of messages sent in directly to us, mainly DMs on Instagram from people saying, I know I'm in the wrong job. I know I'm in the wrong relationship. I know I'm in the wrong place, but bloody hell, man, I'm so scared about making a change or making a leap. So what advice can we offer to people when they know something isn't quite right? Because let's not pretend that this isn't, at times, a really scary thing to have to do.
Absolutely. I don't think this is something that we take lightly. I think that acknowledging that fear and how scary some of this stuff can be is an important first step to doing that. I think when we talk about these sort of environments where we can feel safe, there's that great phrase that people come into our lives for seasons, reasons, or lifetimes. And you need to understand, are you in a place where maybe the season, the reason, that period of time in your life when somebody was around you has now passed, or maybe the reason that brought you together originally isn't as powerful anymore. And not to be afraid of walking away from those relationships without burning your bridges, just explaining that maybe that we need to go somewhere that's healthier for both of us can often be a powerful first step of just acknowledging that.
And I always think that getting another perspective is important as well. And you're not going to get the perspective from social media. You might not even get the perspective from having a few drinks with work colleagues after work or whatever. It might only be one or two people in your life that you can really share these thoughts with and try and come to these decisions with. But it is absolutely so important that, and I know this kind of sounds stupid, but I think that everyone listening to this, they need a work team. They need people around them at work to make them feel great. But also, you need a home team as well. You need to make sure that you are building a team at home that really work for you. And I'm not just talking about your partner or, you know, your children. You can't chop and change your children, obviously, but the people in your life at home who you're interacting with every day, just really look at it and think, right, can I have the kind of conversations I need to have with these people? Can I be completely myself with these people? Because that is only where growth comes from totally being yourself, and it allows you to explore and it allows you to get to a place in your life where you want to go. So no one is saying these kinds of things are easy, but what we are saying is that every single person who's joined us on these podcasts has had to make a difficult decision at some time about either the people who are around them or the way they live their lives. And sometimes it does involve cutting out certain things.
Yeah, and I think that, again, it's worth acknowledging that someone like Tom is often regarded as an individual athlete. We've spoken to boxers that do the loneliest sport you can in terms of it's just you in that ring, but they all have an entourage. They all have people around them that are there to support them and to lift them up and to nurture them. And they invest time in developing those right relationships.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot, Damien.
Thanks, Jake.
Thanks very much to the rest of our team as well, to Hannah, to Will, to Finn from Rethink Audio. But most of all, thanks to you. Thanks for being part of our team. And I think it's probably worth at this point just saying that the whole point of this podcast is to try and give you a team. If you feel like you haven't got one at the moment, please get involved in things like the High Performance Circle, which is totally free, and you can not only get great information from some brilliant minds, but you can also be in the same space as other people. You can join that at thehighperformancepodcast.com. Follow us on Instagram. Start looking at people that are leaving comments on the podcasts, on the review pages and things like that. Just start to immerse yourself in the people who are also coming to the High Performance Podcast, because I tell you, they are some incredible people with some amazing mindsets out there, and you can benefit from them. So thanks very much for being part of it, and welcome to the team. See you soon.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.